In our worldview today, Afghanistan's acting finance ministers resigned and left the country as the Taliban puts increasing pressure on the central government there. Khalid Payenda didn't give a reason for stepping down in a tweet announcing his resignation, but a spokesman for the finance ministry says the Taliban's rapid advance has led to declining revenues and deteriorating security. On Wednesday, the group captured three more provincial capitals and a local army headquarters in the northeast, raising questions about how long the Afghan government can maintain control outside of major cities. The U.S. military and NATO troops plan to complete their withdrawal from the country by the end of this month. A Chinese court has sentenced a Canadian businessman to 11 years in prison after he was convicted of spying. Michael Spavor's sentencing comes as lawyers for Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou call on a Canadian court to reject a U.S. extradition request. Spavor's, along with fellow Canadian Michael Kovrig, was arrested in China in just days after Meng's arrest back in 2018. The arrests were largely seen as retaliation for actions against China's telecommunications company. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called for Spavor's immediate release, saying his sentence was, in his words, absolutely unacceptable. We heard from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accusing the Chinese of using Canadian citizens as bargaining chips. And over in Algeria, at least 65 people have been killed in the country's worst wildfires. Dozens of fires have ravaged northern Algeria since the flames were ignited earlier this week. 28 of those killed were soldiers deployed to fight the blaze in the mountains of Kabylie. The Mediterranean has emerged as a wildfire hotspot this summer, with extreme heat fueling the flames in Turkey and Greece as well. The Algerian president has declared 3 days of national mourning.